This is Gwen Pritchbacher for the SLIDA Oral History Project, and I'm interviewing Annabelle Lamberg at her home, 1048 H Street. I'm going to have Annabelle start talking about her parents, who they were when they were born.
Okay, this is Annabelle, A-N-A-B-E-L, Lamberg, L-A-M-B-E-R-G. My name originally was Annabelle Stevens. I was born in Salida at the Red Cross Hospital, grew up in Buena Vista, spent the first however many years of my life in Buena Vista, 18, I guess. Dr. Schaefer was at the Red Cross Hospital. He was my mother's physician. My mother and father at one time owned a grocery store in Buena Vista. And I believe before that my father was a butcher at the Buena Vista Mercantile store. I remember he played baseball, softball. I do not remember a whole lot more about him. I remember my mother making rolls and donuts to sell, which I assume might have been during the Depression. I grew up probably the only girl in blocks full of boys. We used to chase burros. I chased burros with them and they played house with me. My grandfather owned a dairy in Buena Vista that my mother, in fact, grew up on the what's called the Chicago Ranch.
Can you tell me the kind of location of that for people that wouldn't
it's
know?
It's out past the cemetery. It's toward Mount Princeton Hot Springs. It's probably halfway between Mount Princeton Hot Springs and Buena Vista.
And on which side of the road?
Left side going toward the hot springs.
Okay.
Same side as the cemetery.
Thanks.
Across from the rodeo grounds.
Okay.
Approximate. My mother was one of six girls.
And what was your mother's name?
Her name was Helen Madeline Stevens. Helen Madeline Taylor at that time. She graduated from high school, I think, in about 1917 in Buena Vista. And her first job was teaching at Gas Creek School immediately after graduation. And at Centerville School. And she eventually taught 5th and 6th grades in Buena Vista. Let's see what else do about it. She was the town clerk in Buena Vista for many years after my father died, which was about in 1936, 35 or 36, I don't remember which.
And when was he born and where would he?
He was born in Melbourne, Kansas on December 16th in 1884. My mother was born in Batavia, Illinois on January 8th of 1892.
And when did they each come to Buena Vista?
My mother was 4 years old, and I don't remember, and she was 84 when she died. My father was, I don't know, a young man. That's all I can say. And his parents, at the time of their death, lived in Denver. And they are buried in Denver, I believe. I don't know too much about that side of the family.
How old were you when your father died?
I was 9. Had just turned 9 on May 21st, and he died on May 26th. Hmm. So, for many years, there was just my mother and me. I graduated from Buena Vista High School in 1944. Attended Buena Vista schools all my life, all the way through.
Can you tell me a little bit about how Buena Vista was when you grew up, other than there were boys in your block?
Well, yeah. It was very small. We used to roller skate, could just roller skate anywhere. all over town. Went to Sunday school with Effie Kreider a long time. We spent our Sunday school money on penny candy at the drugstore. I remember that.
And where was the drugstore located then?
Well, let's see. It was down by the... I don't know how to tell you. It was down on Lower Main Street. East Main, I guess, is what it would be now. Across the street from the drugstore was Chris Hamdorf, who was a shoemaker, who was from Germany. The pool hall was next door, run by Grover Dobbins. The Green Parrot Cafe was just up the street, and still is. And I worked in the drugstore when I was in high school, and probably for 6 years.
Who was the pharmacist then?
Dr. Schaefer.
It was called Schaefer's Drug?
Mm-hmm. And then, well, after that, after Dr. Schaefer left, it was Mr. Lawler. L-O-L-L-A-R. Oh, my goodness. Used to go swimming a lot at Mount Princeton. Effie and I used to ride our bicycles and take lunch. You could do almost anything in those days. There was not... And I had another friend whose cousins let us ride their bikes if we would deliver the Denver Post for them. Raper, I lived on North Pleasant Avenue. Ray Perchbacher lived close to me. Let's see, I guess for about the first 14 years of my life, I was on Pleasant Avenue. And then we moved across the alley to a house which was located on Main Street.
Do you have any idea how many people lived in Buena Vista then?
Oh, I would guess 700, 800 maybe. It was quite different. Where there are houses now, there were rocks. There were no houses much beyond the city limits, like where Sweetings live. Out by the drive-in theater now, there's houses everywhere. There were no houses. It was very interesting. Used to go up to Sweetings. They raised a lot of head lettuce. We used to be able to sit out in the yard and eat head lettuce, just right fresh from the...
And they used to have head lettuce days, didn't they?
They did. And they had a barbecue and a rodeo, and it was a big deal. Parade. Mm-hmm. We used to ice skate a lot on the, what was called the ice pond, I don't know what it's called now, where they cut ice to ship so they could keep the lettuce school and the bee school and all that good stuff.
Where was that located?
Lord, it's, we used to walk there. Of course, everybody walked in. It's located out, I don't know the names of the streets anymore. On, who used to live there? Sears? Burleson's? Sid Burleson?
Okay.
You'd go on past his house. I don't know. I'm sure it has a name now, but I don't know what it is.
So it would have been off, going toward Leadville, it had been off the highway to your left, about right after the park you'd turn off, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You would now, yes. And then you go, Bierman's lived up there, Ben Bierman. Who else lived there? Those are the two I remember. Helen Carlson lived up that street. But we just went on. I suppose that maybe it was 2 miles. I don't know.
Do you remember the Mount Princeton Hotel?
Yes, I do. Because I used to run away from home a lot. So my mother told me. And several times the servants from the hotel took me home. They found me down by the park or whatever. And if I ran away again, the gypsies were surely going to get me. I do remember that.
Did the gypsies come to Buena Vista?
Oh, a lot.
Quite often?
Yes, yes.
I remember that too.
Funny. And let's see, when I was older, I played a lot of tennis. The tennis courts were behind what is now what used to be the community building. Mm-hmm. Now it's the depot, whatever, has just been moved there.
The CNS, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the tennis courts were located behind there. What else did I do? I can't think when.
What about school? What was school like then?
Oh, well, I don't know. It was just school. I don't know. First and second grades were combined. Third and fourth grades were combined into one big room. Mm-hmm. Fifth and sixth, seventh and eighth. And then the high school had this one big room, and we sort of went into other little rooms for classes.
Was it all in what later became the courthouse?
Yes. Well, originally it was up on... Gunnison Avenue? San Juan. Gunnison. One of those streets. It was like a block from my house. And I went there until I was in the third grade. Which would have been... What? About 34, approximately. Mm-hmm. 1934. And then we moved to what is now the courthouse, or what was then the courthouse building. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a museum now. Mm-hmm. And so I went all the rest of my life there. Went to Lloyd Sweden, who was the postmaster, used to take us to Mount Princeton. He had a car. Fred Curtis had a car. Not too many cars around. The Cogans had a car because they lived in the country and had to drive to school.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have bus service then for school children.
They did not.
How about lunchroom?
They did have hot lunches. Let's see, what grade was I in then? Probably the sixth or seventh grade. I remember eating hot lunch. Don't remember it before then. Mm-hmm. And it was what located in what was the jail at one time, which was behind the courthouse.
That was the dining room?
That was the dining room. And I guess by then, I don't know what became of the jail. And I remember Spex Harper and Bill Harper. Spex Harper used to sweep the streets. I can still see him with his push broom and his little cart running up. Running. He didn't run. He walked up and down Main Street.
So and the Bill streets Harper, were swept by hand then?
Yeah. Bill Harper used to carry the mail, I believe, from the depot to the... There was quite a flurry of activity when the trains used to come in. We had passenger trains, of course. Mm-hmm. And every day at 3:30, number one came in from Denver. We waited anxiously for the mail and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Had a station, what were they called, station masters?
Depot agents, what
Depot
I remember.
Depot agents, and then telegraphers, the whole... 9 yards. I remember my mother saying, I must never call people by their first names because I did that once. That's something I will always remember. You didn't do that. Mm-hmm. You were very proper. I used to play with a lady lived across the street from us, an older lady by name of Mrs. Locke. And when my mother had to go to council meetings or town meetings, whatever they were called, Mrs. Locke used to take care of me, and we played Parcheesi. And she made lemon sherbet.
I remember
all these things. My grandfather made a playhouse for me. He lived in Buena Vista at that time. He made a doll cradle for me and a cupboard and a lot of different things. But he made quite a good-sized playhouse. I think it was just one room, but it seemed awfully large. Used to help my mother with the laundry, laid the handkerchiefs out on the grass so they would be whiter and there was never quite too much room on the clothesline. Mm-hmm. Laid them out on the grass. She boiled the clothes in a copper boiler, I remember that.
You had wood burning coal.
Wood burning. We had the ice man deliver ice. Mm-hmm. We stood behind the coal stove in the front room to get dressed in the morning. Because it was so cold, wore long underwear, long stockings, you know, everything.
And to keep those stockings up, did you have like a harness?
Yes. A garter belt, I think it was called. Oh, my. But then those were the days my mother wore corsets, too. Cinched up. Oh, dear. And then I remember in the spring, I couldn't wear sandals until probably June. Had to wear these long underwear until then. Had them rolled up and the stockings rolled down as soon as we left the house. Oh, my. The good old days, huh? What else do I know?
Was your mother real strict?
I don't think so, probably, but she just was proper. Mm-hmm. People aren't that way anymore, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. Used to sail boats, I remember, in the ditch. We had a ditch in front of our house. And they were a stick of wood, a pine cone. Every once in a while we had a boat that we got at Woolworth's. That was a big deal. But we used to sail boats a lot. There was water in that ditch. It was kind of fun.
That's what you irrigated with, right? Irrigated your lawn with that?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't think so?
Mm-mm. It was just there. And sometimes there was water in it, and then we got to sail boats. Well, let's see, what else do we do here? I went to a Halloween party, Bob for Apples. I was in a piano recital once. I remember. I played the piano. Christy Blunt was my piano teacher. She lived up Chalk Creek. I think her husband was the county treasurer, assessor. He was something for the county. That's a long time ago. Went to Turner's. They had a pond at what's called the Turner Farm now. Mm-hmm. It was just Turner's house. It was there was all kinds of land where now there are houses. They had a neat pond where we could swim in the summer and sled in the winter and catch tadpoles. And let's see. Mrs. Turner made chocolate cake and homemade strawberry ice cream. I remember all of that. Made fudge with Bonnie Turner once, and wouldn't get hard, so we sat in the pantry and ate it with food. Bonnie and I. We weren't supposed to be doing that. Let's see. Their grandfather used to squirt milk in our mouths when he milked cows. I remember that. I spent most of my life at Turner's. There were three girls, and I was in the middle of
the three.
I had no brothers or sisters. So it was fun.
Kind of like your sisters, then.
Yeah. And one of them graduated from high school with me, and we still keep in touch.
Wonderful.
She lives in Pagosa Springs. My mother was she substituted one time for the librarian in Buena Vista. And I read lots of books. I read almost every book in the library, I think, was.
Was the library then in that community building?
Mm-hmm.
That's where
half of it was the library and half was the community building. Mm-hmm. The community building is where they had meetings and fortnightly club and all that sort of thing.
Were there a lot of tourists in Buena Vista then?
Not that I remember. There may have been, but they didn't impress me if they were. I don't think there were, because even when I worked in the drugstore, I don't remember a lot of strangers. I don't think so. It was just a pretty quiet little town, and I wanted out as soon as I could get out, you know. here is a big occasion. They had the Roundup Lodge for boys. Every summer they came from mostly St. Louis, and that was a really big deal. And they had Indian dancers.
Was that a church associated?
I don't believe so. I think it now is Adventures Unlimited, or so. I think that's an offshoot.
Were the Marquards or something?
Marquards, yeah. Marquards. And he was a dentist, I think, in St. Louis. And he just brought these young men out here. Now, what affiliation there was, I don't know. And then there were the bird colonies below there. Bert Fuqua used to have all these little cabins named after birds. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Did you know Bert Fuqua?
I'm sure I did. Mm-hmm. Not
real well.
Not real well, but I knew who she was. And the Markworths had a chauffeur, I remember that, named Harry Johnson, who was black. And we weren't to associate with him, but he was the nicest man.
I remember Ray talking to him.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do I have written down, if anything? First time support. Oh, the Turner girls and I sang at funerals. So that was my first Social Security card. I had to get one so I could get paid so I could sing at funerals.
Oh, really?
I think we made $5 maybe or something. But that was kind of...
That was a lot of money then.
Yeah. Let's see. We played Kick the Can under the arc lights. I don't think people do that. I didn't think... We walked on stilts. Well, we did all kinds of things like that that were fun, you know. We went to St. Elmo, went to Cottonwood Lakes almost every Sunday, which I hated because I was the only child. My mother had friends who had cabins in both those places. So every Sunday we packed up and went up to one of them. And one Sunday I remember, a man took me all the way around Cottonwood Lake in a rowboat. He rowed all the way around the whole big lake. No life jackets. No, he didn't even think of such things. Mm-hmm. You know? It was kind of fun. My mother may have been upset, but I remember it. let's see. We went to a friend's cabin in South Park. Probably was Bassam Park. I got to take a friend there to... I suppose it was during the time when they were rounding up the cattle or something. Mm-hmm. And that was Frank Feeling.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had 5 years of 4-H in sewing in 4-H. My mother was a 4-H leader, and I'm still using the sewing machine she bought when she was a 4-H leader. Good grief, it was an electric machine.
Wow.
And so, let's see, what else do I... Played jacks, we played hopscotch and marbles and jumped rope. Crack the whip, Red Rover, cowboys and Indians, all those things. Simon Says.
Tell me a little bit about crack the whip. Most people would have no idea what that...
Oh, well, we used to just line up on... Each side of, crack the whip, no. Red Rovers when we lined up on each side of the street and pump, pump, pull away. Those were games. Crack the whip is when people just would line up and whoever would, set the head would whip everybody around and the one at the end was cracked, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, dear. Yes. Good old days, huh? Well, what else do I know? I went to 4-H camp at St. Elmo and up at Bear Creek at the Boy Scout camp one summer. Rode to and from Salida on the back of a big truck. Harve Flowers used to haul coal and haul stuff. And so Jack Flowers and I rode on the back of his big truck to the movies in Salida.
To the movies?
Yep. That was pretty important. I came to the circus in Salida with my mother. We used to have big circus tents out. Well, it was at the ballpark. It's sort of where the ballpark is now, but it was not that nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Did your mother have a car?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was an old Chevy, I think. Really old. And then she had a Pontiac. A 1936 Pontiac is what I remember. Mm-hmm. She and I went to California in it, and we stopped at every one of those places in Utah. I do remember that, to fill it with water. It just boiled all the way. Oh, my. And so what else did we do? What did I do? Uh, Well, I don't know of anything else. Plan. Road bikes, I said that. One summer my mother rented a bike for me so I could try to learn to ride better. But I didn't have one of my own.
She rented a bicycle for you?
Mm-hmm. From Buna Stewart. I don't know. And she lived where they had a mortuary actually up there. It was Pink Stewart and his wife Buna, and they lived up in what was the Gillette House. I don't know who lives there now. At one time, his relative, what was her name? Arlene?
And Ernest.
And Ernest Perchbacher mm-hmm. lived there. And I went, why did I go there? To a Sunday school class. Did she used to teach Sunday school, maybe?
Probably.
Oh my, I'd forgotten that. And I remember one time when I was in high, I'm sure going back and forth a lot, in high school, I spent days trying to translate a sentence. Mr. McGinnis was my first year Latin teacher. Mrs. Roman was my second year Latin teacher. And she had me in tears most of the time. But and that one time she said I wasn't translating it right. I even went to Mr. McGinnis and she thought it wasn't right. I finally got it, I guess.
Is that the Mrs. Roman that still lives in Buena Vista?
She still lives in Buena Vista. She lived across the street from me, actually, at one time.
Yeah.
A nice lady, but I sure was... Oh, my. Let's see. What
Everybody else. Took Latin, right?
Everybody took Latin. There wasn't any Spanish. There was no shorthand. There was no home ec. There was no... And everybody took Latin 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you did. Well, we went to... from school to home and sometimes to Turner's, which was a mile each way from school. And we ran most of the way so we could beat the freight trains. Oh my, if they had stopped for water, we'd climb through the trains. Now that's not a good practice.
I've heard that story before since I've been doing this.
Well, we did that. Let's see. We played Simon Says. We played Mother May I?
Mm-hmm.
And Statues? I don't know. People used to just twirl you around and wherever you stood, you just stood there in that position. That was a statue, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Helped the Turners dig and sell fishing worms one summer. Oh, Mr. Turner had a sawmill up on Middle Cottonwood. Virginia and I used to go up there a lot and spend the night.
Hmm.
We went to the top of Cottonwood Pass before there was a road up there. That was interesting, huh? Let's see. We skated on Cottonwood Lake some. I don't seem to know a lot else, Gwen.
When did you move to Salida?
1946. I graduated in 44. I went to Western State College for a year and a quarter. And then I thought I would learn more by working than I was by going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to work for Dr. Barrett at the school.
Oh, here in Salida?
In Salida.
As his secretary?
As his secretary. Mm-hmm. And I worked for him for 2 years, a little over 2 years, and then I got married. And then I had a couple of children, and I...
What are their names?
Marta and Eric. Eric lives in Salida. Marta is, at the moment, in Kansas City, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
In 1963, about, I guess when Marta was in the first grade, I went back to work. And I went back to work at Longfellow School.
Secretary again.
Secretary to Mr. McGrath. I worked half days at Longfellow and half days in the superintendent's office at the high school, and the superintendent was Bill Andres at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did lunch and playground duties for one of the teachers who was unable to do it. And I went to work full-time at the high school in 1981. when Mr. Andrews died. Mr. Moline and I worked as Mr. Moline's secretary. And Bill Andrews had asked me to be his secretary when his Helen Baird retired. And before I think maybe a week or so, I worked for him, and then he died.
He died young, didn't he?
In 1981, and then I worked there until 1990.
And who all did you work?
1991, I guess.
What superintendents besides Bill Andrews and Mr. Moline?
Laverne Robertson, John Office, Harvey Guest.
Now, I remember Ray saying that if you needed to know something that's going on at the high school, you didn't ask anybody but Annabelle. She always knew.
Well, sounds good, doesn't it? let's see. I've had several people say to me that they thought I should, that things have not been done just right. But now they have computers, and I did it all by hand.
And how many people took your place when you...
Six.
Six, when you quit.
Mm-hmm. Six.
That's technology.
Oh, my. We did have a computer the last year I worked, I think, for the last 2 years. And I never did... After that, I was lost. When I did it by hand, I knew where everything was. Computers just fouled me up.
Tell me a little bit about how the school changed through those years from when you worked for Mr. Barrett till you worked for the last superintendent.
Well, there were more children, I'm sure, a lot more. A lot more paperwork. The teachers, I guess, were mostly younger people who they hired at the time. I don't know.
Was the turnover in teachers greater or less?
No, it was less, I imagine. A lot less. I don't know very many of them anymore. But at that time, when I first started working, in fact, you didn't have to have a degree, so to speak. You could just start teaching. You didn't have to have a certificate that said you were smart.
So a lot of people taught right out of high school.
Right. And a lot of them, I think, taught in country schools first and then came to town. Well, and they didn't have aides. When I first went to work, there were no aides. I worked half days. I had no assistants. It was just a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did the high school burn down while you were there?
I think that was before. It was during the time I was, 1984?
I can't remember. I thought maybe you...
I think Bill Andrews was the superintendent at the time. So it's before I worked up there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably worked for Mr. McGrath at that time. And that would have been in the 60s or 70s. I can't remember You think I would, wouldn't you?
Well, I should know too, but I don't.
Well, let's see. Eric and Mike graduated in 72.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go there.
That's right.
I have forgotten all those things.
Did you have one superintendent that you really liked particularly or thought was outstanding?
Well, they were different. Some of them weren't very public related, but they were good at what they did.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, Mr. Robertson was really great with budget kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
John Office is probably was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. I think he was a favorite teacher too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I don't know. can't think of anything else at the moment.
Where all did you live in Salida?
Oh, dear. Well, I lived with Harold and Arlene Tonic on West 5th Street. 128 West 5th. Then they moved to G Street, 900 and something G. And then they moved out to what was called the housing project at that time, out by the swimming pool. And I moved in with Mrs. Cadis.
How do you spell that?
C-A-D-D-E-S.
Okay.
They were from Buena Vista originally. He worked at the reformatory, the correctional facility. And then they moved, and I think I just stayed in that house, which was on 8-something G. And then I got married, and I lived out. Well, they used to have cabins out by the swimming pool. I lived there for just a brief while. Then I moved to Cleora, which is, what, 2 miles down the road? Approximately. And I lived there until, what? Oh, my. I lived there until Eric was in the second grade, whenever that was. Because Mrs. Holman was his teacher, I remember that. He was born in 53, 60, 60, well, probably 63, I don't know. And then we moved to West 7th Street, which we rented from Mrs. Dorothy Cowan. And then I moved here. And this is it.
Are all those houses still standing that you lived in?
I believe so. I believe so.
Do you remember anything about, like, when your children were in school, some of the things that, the activities and teachers that maybe stood out in your mind?
Well, there were several teachers who I thought were really great. One was Rita Thorne. One was Gertrude Peoples. One was Maxine McDowell. Mrs. Holman, Reva Holman. There were a lot of them. But, you know.
Those just stood out.
Helen Bloomberg.
I remember Helen.
And Betty Cable was teaching kindergarten then. And I believe Donna McClure was. Eric started to school at McCrae School. They used to have two grade schools. He went to McCrae because we lived on that side of town. And he rode the bus. And then when we moved, he went to Longfellow.
Was that the new Longfellow or the old Longfellow?
The new Longfellow. By then the old one had been torn down, I think. McCrae School was where the post office is now. And let's see. Used to teach Sunday school at the Methodist Church when my kids were little.
You're still active in that church, aren't you?
Pretty much. Actually, I grew up as a Christian Scientist.
I was thinking your mother was.
Yeah, she was a Christian Scientist. And then when I got older, I went to the Congregational Church in Buena Vista. So I could sing in the choir, because the Christian Scientists didn't have a choir. And then I moved to Salida, and I just thought it was easier for everybody to go to the same church. That's the main.
Do you remember any particular characters in Salida or Buena Vista?
Well, in Buena Vista, there was Specs Harper. Probably several. Grover Dobbins. Why, I don't know. I just guess they must have stuck in my mind for some reason. Let's see about Salida. I can't think. No one in particular, I guess. And I'm sure there have been some, but I can't pinpoint it right now.
What kind of social things did you do as a young adult in Salida?
Went to the Elks, to dances, played bridge, learned to play bridge. That's about it that I can think of. The Elks used to have kind of fancy, nice dances. You wore formals, dressed up. And they, I think they had several dances. Lots of.
It's my recollection during the year they had several formal dances.
I don't think of anything else. There may have been things along the way, but I can't. Ice skated, I think. Was in Beta Sigma Phi sorority for a long time.
Is that sorority still active?
Oh, yeah. Some of them. Well, I would be in the group like with Janet Murphy and Doreen Smith. Mm-hmm. That's when I joined, they were in, or Doreen was in particular, Peggy Kurtz, mm-hmm. Carrie Braswell, a day or two ago.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of how Salida's changed from when you first moved here? Like you mentioned Peggy Kurtz, and I know she moved when the railroad moved.
Well, it used to be quite active. My aunt lived in Salida when I was a little girl, in fact. Was very active with railroaders and trains and all that sort of thing.
What was your
aunt? They had a drum and bugle corps. They had lots of things.
Tell me about that.
Well, I don't remember much about it. I just remember they had one. I think it was connected with the American Legion, perhaps. Bert Mitchell and Frank Braswell and Idris Glenn were three of the people I know who were in it. I didn't really care for Salida when I first moved here because I was used to Buena Vista, and you spoke to everyone, and it didn't matter if you knew them, and it was just such a small little place. And now I've gotten used to it, so it didn't, you know. But at first it was kind of hard because you didn't speak to people unless you knew them.
Mm-hmm. What was your aunt's name that lived here?
Ruth Hillis. She was, my uncle was a brakeman on the railroad, and she was something at the courthouse, in the county clerk's office, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But I used to spend kind of a lot of time with her down here. She introduced me to Cherry Cokes at the Lewis's Candy Kitchen.
Oh.
And she taught me how to work crossword puzzles.
Hmm.
And she used to fix pork chops for me for breakfast because that's what I liked.
You liked to come to her house,
didn't you? I did, I guess, yes. And she later moved to Grand Junction. My other aunts lived in California, in Denver. I went to Denver a few times to visit that one. Anyway, my mother was the oldest of six of them. So.
Did you ride the train much?
No. Well, my mother and I rode from California. And one of the last trains, I took my kids to Denver on the train so they'd know what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it. Nothing.
How long did it take to go to Denver on the train?
Oh, I think it was all day. You know. Stopped at. I remember stopping at the Royal Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, did they go... they went clear a long way around, I remember that. It took a long time. And the cinders, oh my. They used to have coal-fired engines, of course. So there were cinders blowing back in your hair and on your face. Oh my. That's all I remember about the trains that I don't think I ever rode on them more than that. Well, yes, I did. I rode to Grand Junction on a train once with Bill's grandmother. And Eric was probably 2 or 3 years old.
Do you remember some of the, not downtown business so much, but like the railroad was here and then it left and other businesses like...
Climax was here and left. I believe a lot of people work at the correctional facility now. When I was growing up, it was the reformatory, so I still call it the reformatory.
Me too.
In fact, when I was in high school, we used to play, the boys used to play basketball down there, and I had a friend who went down there with me, and we kept score. And there were just young boys, you know, out of, just young boys in trouble. Now it's, I guess, pretty much a criminal place. So that has changed. What else was there here? Nothing. The hospital, the Red Cross Hospital, which was where the Masonic Lodge is now.
And it was a two-story building, as I recall.
I don't think of any other, well, a lot of, now we have art galleries where we used to have stores, a lot, but that's about all I remember. I don't think there were too many businesses on the highway like there are now. I came to Salida to Rainbow Girls because there was no organization in Buena Vista for them. I think three other girls and I came to Salida. And then we always went to the Greeks.
And then where was that?
The Greeks was, let's see, down where the dentist's office is, about next to Wagner's on the corner.
Okay. What do you remember about that?
That chocolate shorts. Which was only chocolate milk with marshmallow on top, but they were so good. And they made their own candy. They had lots of good candy, I think. I don't know, I just, that's just where you went.
Can you remember anything about what it looked like inside?
Oh, they had a big ice cream fountain, soda fountain, whatever. Soda fountain, lots of, I don't know, I don't think that, I can't remember, did they have booths? They had booths and tables both, I guess.
Did they have marble counters, or do you remember?
I don't remember that. I could have cared less, probably. It was mostly to see who was there. And then there was Lewis's Candy Kitchen. There was Wagner's had a soda fountain. They were one of the last. There was the Salida Drug up in the middle of the street. They had a soda fountain. Everybody had soda fountains. It was kind of fun. There was the Creamery. I remember going there to buy ice cream.
And where was that at?
That was down on 8th Street, about where, what's there now, Culligan.
Okay.
I think.
Was that what later was Monarch Dairy?
Probably.
It was on,
I think
across
so.
The alley from where Culligan's is now.
Right, I think so, maybe.
And they sold ice cream by the cone and...
Oh, well, mostly by the pint or the...
Half gallon.
Yeah. But it was such good ice cream. I do remember that. I remember having my tonsils out in Dr. Parker's office, was upstairs over... what's now... What's the picture place? Noni Payne's place.
I know where you mean. Yeah. Right across the alley from what was Cruise Begs.
Yes, that place. His office was upstairs.
And
next was Fritz Kelly's office, who was a dentist, and he gave me a nickel for an ice cream cone because I had to spend the night in Dr. Parker's office.
Oh,
and
really?
Have my tonsils up. Yes.
So was that the night before you had them out, or the
no,
night
the
after?
Night after.
And was there a nurse there, or who was with you?
My mother is all I remember. What else I remember is Dr. Parker had my tonsils in a jar and he wanted me to take them home. And I wouldn't do it. I don't know why you remember the things you do. But I suppose there might have been a nurse. Well, it had to be. But
it's unusual having your tonsils out in the doctor's office.
Yeah, I know
one,
it,
and
but that's the way it was. Oh, gee. Oh, my. That's really all I remember about it. It's the ice cream cone and the tonsils. But I know we spent the night there. Hmm. And then we went to my aunt's. I remember I couldn't eat. I think I probably had ice cream and that was it. Mm-hmm. Not very important. The last time I ran away, going clear back to my early childhood, was that I ran down the alley away from home one evening, and a little boy, and I have no idea who he was, hit me with a rock and made me I still have a scar. And the shawls took me in. I was clear down at the end of the alley.
Fed shawl?
Yeah, so I called my mother, and she came and got me. And they cleaned me up. I was, oh dear. But I never ran away again.
I was going to ask if that stopped your running away.
It did. Oh my. Another time I remember, maybe that's when I ran away too, before that time, I remember crying in the bedroom when some kids came after me after school, before I started school. They were in school, they came after me to go to a birthday party. And my mother said no, because she ran away. And I could not go. And I remember that one.
Mm-hmm. So when your mother said no, you remembered.
She meant it. Oh, dear.
And did you run away from home then?
Probably. No, I don't know. Well, evidently I did until I got hit in the head with the rock. Oh, my. I don't know why I remember that either. I guess it impressed me.
I imagine if you still have a scar, it would re-impress you.
Yes. Oh, my. I have no idea. Other than that, I don't know who it was or why it was. I just, you know.
Was there a doctor in Buena Vista when you lived there?
There was Dr. Ayers and Dr. Quilts. There were two doctors, I believe.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Dr. Close was lame. I do remember that.
He was what?
Lame.
Oh.
His son, I don't know where his son lives. He's been to the reunions in Buena Vista, the alumni reunions. Mm-hmm. I know that. Maybe he's in Denver. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think he's a doctor also. Dr. Ayers lived down on the corner. The house isn't even there anymore. And I don't remember too much about them either, really. They were there. Mm-hmm. Mr. Humphrey was the mortuary manager, or owner, whatever, mm-hmm. at that time.
And was that the one on Main Street, mm-hmm. or the one off of Main?
The one on Main. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I suppose I did a lot of things, but I can't remember them now.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us before we wind this up?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, we really appreciate your doing this, Annabelle.
I think I may remember something next week or something. Right now, I don't think of anything. Thank you.
Thank you very much.